Good day, I'm Joe Selinsky from Lifeway Church in North Bangor, New York, and I'm your Mars Hill pastor for the day. There is a delight, a gladness of heart, a rapture in the soul that goes beyond and above happiness. It is the fruit of the Spirit, and it's called joy. Now let's talk about this particular attribute of Jesus that his followers can also have, recognize, renew, or discover, or seek all the more, joy. But listen, we need to clarify, there's a tremendous difference between joy and happiness. You see, if things happen the way we want them to happen, then we are happy. But if they don't happen the way we want them to happen, we are unhappy. Happiness is not a bad thing. I like it. But happiness is temporary and fickle. God-enhanced joy is permanent and settled. And one of the greatest and most attractive qualities any local church or Christian believer can have within is joy. And I want, desire, pray that any Mars Hill listeners and their church family can be known for a sense of joy. But here's the problem. Churches, believers can all have joy within, but we have been patterned by culture around us, by society, our own negative leanings to glorify, demonstrate behaviors and habits and spoken words that shadow, shut down, give Satan a foothold. And we do this by coming to our local churches or wall bar or a neighbor's barbecue or the doctor's office waiting room or on Facebook or texting and talking on our phones. And then too often, wherever we are, often what we do in the fallen part of our nature, we shut off, forget, shadow, dissipate the joy God says that we can have within by instead immediately start talking about everything negative, concentrating our thoughts on obsessing, sharing with others every complaint, every bad and negative thing in our lives, whining, using coarse words, talking about and thinking upon anything we could possibly remember that bothers us. Sometimes it seems we love to share our problems and real-life difficulties with everyone we can, causing this almost perpetual negative cultural lifestyle to be passed on as acceptable to others. And the next thing we experience is everyone is trying to out-negative each other. Yet God tells us in Scripture not to keep a record of wrongs in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and to be careful what we speak to ourselves within and to others in James chapter 1. And he tells us what we focus on in our thoughts and conversations will become who we are and where our mind will acclimate to. And this is why he tells us to, instead of complaining and sharing everything that is wrong or we believe is wrong in our lives, to focus on or to think about this instead, he tells us to shift our thinking to the joy that we have hidden away in our hearts and minds. And if we change our focus to whatever he says is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, the things God tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 to focus on, then joy will begin to be renewed, breaking the habitual stronghold anxiety and complaining has on us, and the joy will surface or resurface above the floodwaters of negativity, all if, of course, we focus on those elements that God describes of whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, divinely excellent, and praiseworthy, those things that God tells us about in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, to focus on, and it will negate, diminish our dark thoughts, anxieties, and complaining natures. And that outcome, that fruit of walking more closely with God, that result of listening to God, to Jesus, and doing what he says, that fruit of the Spirit Paul describes in Galatians, joy, will manifest and be remembered and lived in far more often. I'm Joe Selinsky, privileged to be your Mars Hill pastor for the day.